I asked a lot of the rookies about the home opener and what it would be like. What about for a guy who hasn't had a home opener in a little while?
It should be fun. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of high energy, a lot of people, a lot of fans screaming and yelling and being excited for Giants football to be back back home in New Jersey. So we're excited about the opportunity and look forward to putting on a good show in front of our fans.
What about you personally to have the chance to play in front of these guys again in a regular season game?
It's exciting. Obviously, me, you know, coming back second game, wanted to obviously build off the foundation that I've set. So I'm excited to get after it a little bit, get after those guys, and put my best foot forward.
Can this receiving core be one of the best in the league if you guys do what you did last week?
I believe so. I think we have all the talent. We have all the tools. But obviously, it's going to take 1 week at a time. These practices are important and able to, you know, build our roles and continue to focus on what each and every one of us do exceptionally well and excel on that. And then, I do feel like we have the tools to be the best that we can possibly be.
Victor, what can veteran receivers do when it's like young cornerbacks? I mean, the Saints have a bunch of young guys.
Tell me.
What can the veteran receivers do to kind of exploit young
players? Just be disciplined with our route running, not getting, you know, too excited because of, obviously, they have a lot of young guys playing this week, not getting too conscious or focused on that, and just going about your business the way you do each and every week, just going out there, executing your routes and making sure your route running is crisp and up to par, and then the rest will take care of itself.
So is that like, I mean, obviously you take everybody seriously, but not looking at them as anything less than...
Exactly. You got to face every opponent. I mean, they got drafted in this league for a reason. They have some talent. So you have to be able to understand that and prepare just the same way you would prepare for any other team.
Victor, a chance to go 2-0 to start the season. What would that mean to this football team?
It would mean a ton. Obviously, you know, we want to go out there and continue to put our best foot forward and continue to win, essentially. And that's what we want to do. So to leave out of there 2-0 come Sunday afternoon is definitely our goal.
Victor, aside from them being young, how would you describe the quarterback's style?
I think they're patient. I think they like to read us through the quarterback in some instances. In others, they like to press and really kind of disrupt us a little bit. So we just want to be able to see what they're giving us. Obviously, with the young guys, you don't know exactly how they're going to play it. But we just want to sit back and see what they're giving us and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you have to do physically that's different now with sort of maintaining your body? You know, just played a game. Right? You played way more in that game than you probably played at any point.
Just warming up. Obviously, as you get a little older, not saying that I'm old, but as you get experience in the NFL, you got to warm up a little bit more. Right? And obviously, to get your body ready to go. But that's about it. I think, you know, I played about 50 semi snaps this past week, and I feel great. So I just want to continue to do that and continue to build on those 50 reps and see if I can go more.
Odell said that last year one of the toughest things was standing on the sideline and watching wind slip away. 6 times it happened. But he believes this year with the way this defense is constructed, that's probably going to be a little harder to do this year. Do you agree with him on that?
I do. I think our defense is exceptional. I think they do a good job of getting after the quarterback and making things difficult for other offenses to be comfortable. And I think offensively, if we're able to execute and do the things that we know how to do and that we are accustomed to doing, we can be tops in the league in a lot of different categories. So I think Odell's right. I think we can finish some of these games out, whether it be defensively or offensively, given the circumstances.
So no 52 points this weekend, you think?
I want to see 52 points myself. Yeah, absolutely. But not on their end. Obviously, I don't want them to score 52. I want to keep them somewhere under 17 if we could.
Where did you watch last year's game, the Saints game?
I believe I was, I forget, I was home. I don't know, those days are vague.
But, I mean, you remember?
I remember the game, yeah. And then I remember coming in with the team and watching the film on the game as well.
I mean, it's a ping pong. I mean,
yeah.
That's not a real game.
Absolutely. And anytime, you know, I think we've had our battles with Drew Brees before, and we understand exactly how he likes to throw the football around and what he likes to do offensively. And, you know, and that's, you know, sometimes we get into those too. We like to throw the ball around. Obviously, we have a veteran quarterback that's been around the block as well and understands how to play this game. So we'll see how it unfolds. Hopefully it's, you know, it's us doing a lot of the scoring, but obviously they get paid to play ball too. So we'll see what happens.
Do you think keeping an offense like that under 17 is realistic, or is that just kind of a hope?
That's just kind of a hope. I understand. I mean, our defense is exceptional, and I think it's something that they can do? Absolutely. But obviously, they're talented individuals over there, and Drew Brees has complete control over that offense, and he can do some really great things So we'll see how it goes.